The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, this is interesting, all right? They say fast food could expose us to harmful chemicals. Now, we know that harmful chemicals are in a bunch of the crap we eat. But when you look at what we get into us from this fast food, it's going to scare you. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how, I guess, when we want to apologize, there's a specific way to apologize. Apparently, there is a science to apologizing. I mean, an actual discreet, step-by-step process. Now, many of us already do this. I don't call it apologizing. I call it eating crow. And it's not a full apology because by the end of, you know, when I get done with eating crow, in order to save face, I twist it at the way end to make it feel like it was all their fault to begin with and that they should feel really, really guilty that I had to eat crow. But anyway, for an apology to work, there is a very, very specific way to do it. So we're going to be talking about that. Another thing is there is a very specific way to wash your hands. Apparently, we've been washing our hands incorrectly. I hate these stories because they make us feel like we're absolutely stupid. Like, okay, excuse me, I know how to, you know, wash my hands. Well, apparently, there's some data on that. What else do we have here? Oh, man, we got some really good, I like a lot of the electronic type stuff. So there's a real, real cool story on how to, recharge your iPhone battery. I really like that kind of stuff. Now, e-cigs, okay? A lot of our kids are already trying e-cigs. You may not think they are, but they are. I mean, they're doing it when when we're not paying attention to them. So they're pretty much e-cigging. Well, what happens if your kid is an asthmatic? Apparently, that's pretty, pretty bad. So we need to talk about that. Then, a lot of us doctors and nurses don't realize this, but we are going to be 3 times more likely to develop cancer if we perform a certain type of x-ray. And I'll talk about which x-ray that is and why many of us are screwed. Now, I've been for years wearing leaded bras. And my husband doesn't think it's sexy at all. But the reason why I'm doing it is because I don't want to get Zika. It's not Zika. No, we're talking about lead. We're not talking about Zika. For 5 minutes here, we're not going to talk about Zika. Okay, are we good with that? For 5 minutes, no Zika. We're talking about X-ray and cancer. So I wear a leaded bra so I don't get cancer from doing X-rays or being around the X-ray room. The leaded bra, unfortunately, doesn't cover everything that it needs to, especially since I a lot of these leaded bras, they don't come double D, okay? You know, leaded bras, maybe they come A cup, B cup. I mean, who wears an A cup, B cup? I think I was maybe an A cup or B cup in kindergarten. I mean, really, people. So, but anyway, we'll talk about that. Pretty, pretty scary stuff. I guess we got another Listeria potential risk outbreak, and there's all this recall of refrigerated salads. This is exactly why I don't eat a lot of vegetables, because I don't want to get Listeria. But we're going to talk about that. So for those of you that like, I do it too. I'll get the pre-washed salads. I'm like, why not? They're dark green. As long as I see dark green in the lettuce, I'm happy because I think there's more, you know, vitamins to it. So I'll get one of those pre-washed. This way I don't have to wash it because it's really exhausting to wash the lettuce. And then we, gop a whole bunch of salad dressing on it. And then we gobble it up. And that's our greens for the night. There is a Medicare hospital star rating we're going to talk about. And they think this hospital star rating is the way to go to get data on hospitals. Little do they know that a lot of patients are like, really? I got to do another study. This blows. I don't want to do the study. And so then they end up just, you know, filling out. Or let's say Dr. Dahlia was your doctor. And I walk in there and they go, you know what? The whole time she complained about Obamacare, I'm going to rip her to pieces because I really love Obamacare. And Obamacare is the best thing ever. So I'm going to give her the worst rating in the world. And I'm like, wait a second. You lived, right? I got you to live and walk out of the hospital and you're going to give me a bad rating? So, that's apparently going to be how hospitals get rated. Now, on the flip side, if you're a patient, this is good. Because now these hospitals will, rather than being mean to you, because a lot of nurses and doctors are mean, I see it. Shut up, you'll get your pain medicine when I tell you to. I mean, that's ridiculous. Now, if they are in so much fear of a rating system, then maybe they'll be like, oh, would you like a massage, too? Do you want me to rub your feet? Are your feet warm? And, I mean, something like that could really, really be cool. So we'll talk about that. Let me see. We also have here, there is Zika news. Can I wait with the Zika? Yeah, well, okay, we got to talk more about Zika. Ron's going to talk about raising the smoking age. Should we raise the smoking age to 21? Mind you, again, if you're in the military, anybody serving in the military, they could drink alcohol if they want. They could smoke on their off time, whatever they want to do. However, for the rest of the kids that are sitting around playing Modern Warfare and GTA and this Star Wars game where somebody always shoots them from behind, I really don't get it because there's all these people playing at the same time. I get really confused and I die within seconds of going on the game. The kids, you know, sitting there at home doing that, no, they don't need to smoke. So we're going to talk about how state legislatures in California want to raise California smoking age from 18 to 21, signed by California Governor Jerry Brown, and to see if the Californian kids are going to get mad. So as you can see, we've got a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. And you can always email us with your medical questions at drdahlia.com, DOCTORDAHLIA, DALIAH, at .com, which is the website, or at hotmail.com. Oh, another thing I want to talk about. Okay, remember Napster? Okay, we would be able to listen to music that we didn't have to buy because it was on Napster. We're like, oh, that's great. I can listen to Duran Duran again because I can't find an 8-track tape anymore. Well, Sean Parker, Napster co-founder, is donating $250 million to create Cancer Immunotherapy Institute. I guess he wants people to like him now. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu. I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Little Rock, Arkansas, Saturday, May 14th, 1 p.m. Go to www.cdocinarkansas.com. That's cdocinarkansas.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Dr. Dolly, the show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so I've had to apologize many times. In fact, I probably apologize more during a single day than I pass gas. I mean, I'm just always apologizing. And so I didn't realize that I'm doing it wrong. And researchers have found 6 key elements that make your apology more meaningful, and say 2 elements are the most critical to having somebody accept your apologies. I don't really give a heart and doot if anybody accepts the apology. I just want it to be in the record that I made the apology. So shall it be written, so shall it be done type of thing, you know? Look, I apologize. I did my part. And that's probably the other reason why a lot of my apologies don't really go too far, because, you know, I do it very passive aggressively. Like, I'm sorry for telling you that you do nothing all day long and you just sit on your butt while I'm working really, really hard and I don't see you do anything, and I'm really, really sorry for accusing you of doing nothing while I work my butt off all day long. You know, and it's like, wait a second. Are you apologizing? Or are you still yelling at me? See what I mean? Okay, anyway. So the study found admitting that you are at fault and offering to repair the damage are key components when expressing remorse. That is true. Okay? See, I'm the type, you know, they used to say this is a guy versus a girl thing where guys like to fix it and girls like to talk about it. Not entirely. A lot of us women, we're fixers also. And I see a lot of guys like to talk about it, you know? So I think those stereotypes we can, you know, dispel already. But I like to fix it. Okay, I don't like wasting time with an apology. I don't like wasting, so this is something that happened years ago, okay, and I've never admitted this on the air because it's kind of embarrassing. So, I was in training. This was really embarrassing, okay? I was in training, and there was a woman who was very sick, and I brought down my senior resident. And we're like, okay, we got to admit her, obviously. Okay, so I've already done the HB. We got to get her up to surgery. We got to admit her, and we need to be on top of this. Okay, and we did. Senior resident agreed, and we just started everything, all the motions. Okay, a nurse, okay, maybe a new nurse or something, goes, "Are we discharging the patient?" Now, me, you know, being a class clown, I thought she was joking. Oh, no. She goes, "What are we doing with the patient?" Okay, when it was obvious, because we were just there for 30 minutes, surrounding the patient, whatever. So she goes, "What are we doing with the patient?" I go, "We're letting her go home." Okay. Well, stupid me. About 10, 15 minutes later, the senior surgeon finds out that the patient is already dressed and on her way, going to be discharged out of the hospital. And he's like, "What the hell happened?" And I'm like, it should have been obvious we were admitting her. I wrote the HOP. I did the paperwork. When a nurse said that, I thought she was joking. What are we doing with the patient? So I joked back, "We're discharging her." He goes, "Dahlia, they're actually discharging the patient. We need to get her up into surgery." I go, "Okay, guys, get her back undressed. We got to take her surgery." Now, she's fine, and she lived, and it's not funny. Okay, this is some scary stuff. But, boy, did I apologize, because, again, I thought that the nurse, how could a nurse watching for 30 minutes not realize that we were going to admit her? So, of course, I was joking. I didn't think that anybody was going to take that literally. So, don't worry, Paige was fine, went to surgery, lived, everything was fine. But that I really had to apologize for. Now, when the senior resident heard this happen, this is as the patient is about to leave, and he starts yelling at me, I said a quick, "I'm sorry," but the more emphatic thing was, "I'm going to run down right now to the ER, make sure she doesn't leave, and I'm going to roll her myself up to the OR. He was like, "Good." Never said anything more about it. Okay, and I turned it on. I'm like, "Are you actually yelling at me? Are you actually yelling at me?" He's like, no, I know you'll get it done. I don't know. It was a simple thing. So I got him to even stop yelling and back off. I mean, it was great. But the key to that is I came up with a solution. Okay, I'm going to go down there myself. I'm not going to, and I will roll her into the OR. All right, thank you. And then it's done. It's taken care of. Okay, now, very rarely you will have people that want to just sit there and have a BF. And they want to sit there and go, "I told you so," or "You need to quit making jokes," or "You're an idiot, and I really want to ream you a new one." And that stuff happens a lot in the medical realm of things, and when I was in training, it happens a lot in a lot of jobs. But when you're working with a good crew, just that, you know what, I'm fixing it, I'm all on it, I'm on top of it right now. That's all you need. And so anyway, according to Roy Lewick of the Ohio State University's Fisher College of Business, he led the study. He conducted two studies to explore how 755 people reached or reacted to apologies containing anywhere from one to all of the six components. Now, what are the six components? First, they want you to have expression of regret. Two, you want explanation of what went wrong. 3, you want acknowledgement of responsibility. 4, declaration of repentance. 5, offer of repair. And 6, then request for forgiveness. Now, I know a lot of you guys are trying to take notes very speedily because a lot of times you don't know how to apologize to your wife. This is exactly what you need to do. And now I'm allowed to pull my woman card, and I'm going to say this is 500,000% correct. If my husband did half of these things when he apologizes, I would totally, totally accept it. But what ruins it for me is if he ever, like tries to shift the responsibility. Well, it wasn't me, it was you. Oh, hell to the no, right? Or if he doesn't repair it. Okay, I don't need him to request forgiveness. I don't waste my time. I would rather you already be 7 miles away repairing it than sitting there asking for forgiveness, because I want something fixed and I want it fixed now. And that's just me. I just need things moving. I don't need anybody apologizing. I don't need to do I told you so. I just want things done. Now, do I told you so? Yeah. As a woman, I play the I told you so card all the time. Now, why would I do that? Because I'm annoying? I'm annoying for a variety of other reasons. I don't do it to be annoying. I really don't. The reason why I do and I told you so is the one thing I can't stand is if I'm not listened to. I will say something and I will say, look, I just need you to supervise this going on, or we need to make sure we separate these two piles. Okay? And then something happens that's disastrous because the two piles are not separated, or somebody did not supervise somebody else. And I want to know, because again, I like to delegate. I mean, I know how to work in groups. I know how to be a leader. I know how to be a follower. I know how to be a teammate, team member. I just want to know that if I say something, there is 100% 100% affirmation that what I say is going to be listened to and carried out. And I get very, very nervous when the troops don't carry something out. And by troops, I mean my family too. I love my family, but we're all a team. So if I say, look, you need to make sure you do this, I just want yes, ma'am, and we move forward, and I'll do the same thing. You know, if my son goes, you know, mom, I need you to, you know, gas up the car so then I don't, you know, peter out when I go to the game across town. Got it. I am on top of it. Done. I'll even salute the kid. You know, make him feel good. I love the idea of there being delegation. I love the idea of there being responsibility, accountability. I think that's cool. So when all of a sudden I recommend something, and not only did it not get listened to, but now we have a whole slew of mess, I am going to, I told you so, for the next 17 years. And that's what happens. So, okay, so let's say you told your mom's mother, your mother-in-law, that she looks like a, I don't know, a walrus. Okay, let's say you did that. You got really mad at your wife's mother, and you go, you know what, I can't talk to you. You're a walrus, and I can't look at you anymore. Okay, boop, whoop, you are in the doghouse. So one, express regret. So tell your wife, okay, you know what, I should not have called your mom a walrus. I that was wrong, and I regret doing that. Number two, explanation of what went wrong. I let her get to me. I didn't, you know, keep my cool when she said X, Y, and Z. I'm not saying that's an excuse, but I didn't keep my cool, and I shouted back that she looked like a walrus. Shouldn't have done that. You know, but you also handed her a razor to shave her upper lip. I shouldn't have done that either. I think it was the heat of the moment. Okay? Number three, acknowledgement of responsibility. All right, even though your mom got under my skin, it was my job to not lose it, my job to not get bad. Declaration of repentance. I feel bad. I'm going to fix this. Offer of repair. I'm going to call your mom, and I'm going to tell her she looks beautiful, and I hope, here's request for forgiveness, I hope you can forgive me for calling your mom a walrus. And you want to know what? She'll love you for it. 1-877-DR-ALLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All
I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. And on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. I got a sneeze coming on. I don't know how to handle the sneeze. Just everybody bear with me. Got a sneeze coming on. I'm going to try to hold it and hold it and hold it. Self-driving cars. Those are very good because I can't stand when I sneeze and I drive at the same time. Also, the windshield always gets wet. By the way, you cannot spray when you sneeze. I've tried it millions of times. The force is too strong. Try not to spray when you sneeze. Okay? Now, I'm not talking about peeing in your pants. That happens too. No, I'm talking about when you sneeze, it comes out of your mouth. It's very, very difficult. And if you try to cover up your mouth, you know, you kind of hurt your eardrums. Try it. Anyway, very difficult to, okay. Anyway, they go, will safe driving cars ever be safe to hit the roads? Now, a report claims that vehicles would need to drive billions of miles over hundreds of years to be fully tested. Now, we don't have that kind of time because I would like to a Cinco de Mayo's coming, right? Cinco de Mayo's coming. So I would love to have a couple mojitos. And I do not want to drive if I have a couple mojitos. So I would love a self-driving car. So we got, how many days until Cinco de Mayo? Anyway, they say autonomous vehicles would have to have been driven hundreds of billions of miles to create enough data to clearly demonstrate their safety, even under the most aggressive tests. According to this nonprofit organization, it says it would take existing fleets of autonomous vehicles hundreds of years to log sufficient miles to adequately assess their safety compared to human-driven vehicles. Why don't we take that much care into choosing a president? Why don't we have our president go through years and years of experience and testing? And no, we just elect them and then we deal with, I would really like to see this type of care be done with whoever's running the country, but I guess not going to happen. Researchers say that the findings suggest that in order to advance these autonomous vehicles into daily use, alternative testing methods must be developed to supplement the on-the-road testing. Now, this report called Driving to Safety, How Many Miles of Driving Would It Take to Demonstrate Autonomous Vehicle Reliability, was written by Rand Corporation. I don't think it has anything to do with Rand Paul. I really don't. So alternative testing methods mentioned in the report include accelerated testing, virtual testing and simulators, mathematical modeling. I love it when we use mathematics, you know, because I know math. Okay, I did pretty well in math. And I love how you could do something on pen and paper, pencil and paper. Okay, and you can even erase a little bit and go, you know, and then, you know, write another number. And that applies to daily life. I just think that's cool. Maybe that's the dork in me, but I think it is actually really cool where you could put something on a piece of paper and that actually relates to, you know, daily life. Like somebody can make a mathematical model of my medical career. You know, there must have been a square root. Maybe there was pie in there. There was a lot of pie, man, as well as Hostess. I ate a lot of Hostess also. And then you have the sin, cos, and tan, and then you throw in a geometric theorem. That was basically my medical career. So this is, though, some serious stuff, okay? Because I can't trust human drivers. Another one of my friends just got into a car accident. She's okay. But, I mean, this is ridiculous. It's almost like every day I'm hearing somebody in a car accident. So they say that autonomous vehicles hold enormous potential for managing the crisis, and researchers say autonomous vehicles could significantly reduce the number of accidents. I disagree. I think there's a lot of things that humans pick up on, and I think if you have some sort of a computer model out there, it's going to get beat up pretty badly. Wasn't there a Google car that just got hit by a school bus? I mean, come on. Get the stupid car out of the street. They say, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, more than 90% of automobile crashes are caused by human errors, such as driving too fast, as well as alcohol impairment, distraction, and fatigue. By comparison, autonomous vehicles are never drunk, distracted, or tired. Okay. Let's say my laptop right here, I got one of these MacBook Pros. Let's say my MacBook Pro is a Google car. How many times have I told you on air that I'm having computer problems, or it's acting flighty, or it's not moving quick enough? Computers show fatigue. Computers seem to be distracted where it just wants to stay on one of the pages I pulled up, which is why I never pull up porn, because my guess is the computer's just going to want to sit on that page. And then alcohol impairment, I don't know what this is impaired on, but sometimes my MacBook Pro really stinks. And this is what I'm entrusting a Google car to? They say, so autonomous, they're never drunk, distracted, or tired, and those are involved in 41%, 10%, and 2.5% of all fatal crashes. However, researchers acknowledge autonomous vehicles may not eliminate all crashes, and the safety of human drivers is a critical benchmark. And although the total number of crashes, injuries, and fatalities from human drivers is high, the rate of these failures is low in comparison with the number of miles that people drive. Guess how many miles we drive every year? 3 trillion miles, according to the Bureau of Transportation. So, 2013, there were 2.3 million injuries reported, which is a failure rate of 77 injuries per 100 million miles driven. And then related to 32,719 fatalities, one fatality per 100 million miles. They also are making a self-driving car that can navigate through a blizzard. Ford is developing a vehicle that could take on the most treacherous of snowy conditions. Now, you see, this is where I think there could be some application. Okay, I don't need a car driving me to the grocery store or to the gym. I don't need that. Okay, I should be paying attention. I love to drive. That's the other thing, too. I love to drive. Don't take that away from me. Let me drive. I love driving. Have the music on, singing, flirting with some. It was great. There was a Ferrari next to me, and I go, real nice car. He goes, yeah, you want to drive? I'm like, no. You know, no, thank you. I'm married. See? It was really nice to have an owner of a Ferrari flirt with me, especially if I ever need a sugar daddy later. So that's what I like about driving. I really do. I love to drive. So I don't need a Google car doing that. But keep in mind, these Google cars are these autonomous cars that may be taken on by other companies, obviously. If they cause one fatality, the uproar. I mean, there are people dying in car accidents all the time by human error. But when you're talking about a company, they will be sued up the yin-yang if their autonomous car kills somebody. So they need to get it right 100,000% of the time. So even though a lot of you are like, Dahlia, come on, let them drive. You know, they're better than human drivers. From a logistical standpoint, they really need to get their acts together. So where I think it's good is like, you know, what Ford is doing. So Ford is trying to develop a autonomous vehicle that can handle winter weather. It could move safely around slippery corners. It could deal with, how many times have we gotten stuck in the ice and stuck in the snow? So hopefully it has some four-wheel drive and won't slip and slide. And so if it can, from a computer standpoint, I mean, if it could drive you home safer than you could yourself in the dead of night with no lights, with caribou running around the place. I don't live in, you know, snowy areas. So my guess is you guys up back east have caribou running around, moose, deer. Deer scare me. I love deers, like Bambi deer. Apparently a lot of you guys hit a deer and that could kill you. So that I would really see some applications. But then would you get into an autonomous car and let it take control and take you home? Probably not. You want to be in control. And being in the animal kingdom, we should be in control. Okay? The day we animals let somebody else or something else control us is the start of our extinction. So I would say ixnay on the automatic car A, or however you say it. And I would say, look, you know, spend money on something else. You know, personally, I would like, I don't know, an automatic bather, maybe something like that. I would like a robot that does plastic surgery for free. Something like that. That's applicable. I would use those. All right, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, oversalted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so, oh boy, All right, let's start with this one here. All right, so Sean Parker, name from the past, I think a name from the late 90s, early 2000s. He was the Napster co-founder. I thought he was the founder, but co-founder. He's a Silicon Valley billionaire, and he is donating $250 million towards a revolutionary project bringing cancer researchers together to pool their research on fighting the disease like never before. And good for him. The Parker Institute for Cancer Immunotherapy. Yeah, that's what I would do. I would totally name the institute after me if I had that kind of money. The Dr. Dahlia Institute of Hemorrhoids. I would, oh my gosh, I would love to finally be the one to find a cure for hemorrhoids. Okay, and I will use myself as a test subject as the day is long. So we'll call that a Dr. Dahlia Institute. If anybody has $250 million I could borrow, let's do it. I think we'll make a lot of money. Anyway, the new Parker Institute for Cancer Immunotherapy announced on Wednesday will focus on funding immunotherapy treatments that trigger the body's own immune system to fight cancer cells, which has shown fewer and less serious side effects than the traditional chemo and radiation therapies that cause vomiting, fatigue, hair loss, memory loss. Remember I told you one of the best ways now to fight cancer is to manipulate your body to fight it themselves. So if your body... I guess, if your body, how should I word this? If your body recognizes the foreign cancer agent and then decides to take it on and fight it, we could be looking at the actual cure for cancer. All we have to do is tell your body, look, figure this out. This is a bad guy. Go ahead and attack. And so it's a brilliant form of therapy. It's smart. And because it's your own body attacking a cancer cell, you're not getting a foreign agent, that much of a foreign agent into you, making you sick. So we'll let you know how that goes. Good job, Sean Parker. I want to know, how is he making all this money if Napster kind of was taboo a while back? I don't know. Maybe he did other things. Didn't he do something with Facebook? I remember the Facebook movie, Justin Timberlake was in the Facebook movie. So I'm wondering if maybe he did something with Facebook. I don't really know. But anyway, good. You know what? Do that, okay? If you tick people off from a computer standpoint, just do something for medicine and everybody likes you and forgives you. All right. Whew, sorry, I'm having a hot flash. Okay, good. Now, next. Medicare, quote, hospital star rating is going to correspond to patient outcomes. And right now, it's been the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services are letting patients grade their hospital experiences. And these, quote, unquote, patient experience scores might give some insight into hospital health outcomes. Okay, they say a lot of people are concerned that the patient experience is not the most important factor to measure. But it is. If the patient does not like going to your hospital, they're not coming back. Okay, and you know, many of these paramedics, and boy, are they gorgeous. They'll be like, you know, Dr. Dahlia, you know, what hospital do you want to go to? And I'm like, well, you know, where are the beds the most comfortable? Well, Dr. Dahlia, I mean, the bed in my house is very comfortable. Ooh, yeah, take me there. So, but that's not how it happens. Usually you don't get to get hit on by the paramedics, and unfortunately you have to go to the hospital that the ambulance takes you. Hold on, the sneeze is coming. I thought a sneeze was coming. Okay, never mind, no sneeze. So, next. Medicare has been putting a lot of data out for a long time. They say the broad consensus has been it's very hard for consumers to use this information. It is. If you've ever tried to read a Medicare website, I mean, you are just confused as anything. I almost want to say it's a waste of time, but I'm not supposed to say that, okay? I could imply it. So, the five-star rating system is based on patients' answers to 27 questions about a recent hospital stay. Questions over communications with nurses and doctors, the responsiveness of hospital staff, hospital cleanliness, quietness, pain management, communication about medicines, discharge information, and would they recommend the hospital. The survey is administered to a random sample of adult patients between 48 hours and 6 weeks after hospital discharge. For the new study, the researchers compared the CMS patient experience ratings at more than 3,000 hospitals in October 2015 to data from those hospitals on death or readmission within 30 days of discharge. Patients in the study had been hospitalized for heart attack, pneumonia, or heart failure. Of the 3,000 hospitals, only 125 had five stars. More than 2,000 had 3 or 4 stars, 623 had 2 stars, and 76 had only 1 star. 4 and 5 star hospitals tended to be small, rural, non-teaching hospitals in the Midwest. 5 star hospitals had the lowest patient death rate, which I would say is a biggie. 9.8% over the month following discharge, while 4, 3 to 2 star hospitals had over 10% mortality rates. 1 star hospital had an average of 11.2% mortality rate. See, if I was a hospital and I was being graded on that, I'd be like, okay, you know what? Let me just stop doing hospital work for a second, and I guess I need to get my butt out there in the community to make sure patients don't have COPD, they don't have congestive heart failure, because I'm going to be dinged if these guys get cancer or a heart attack and die, and it's going to be on me. So I want to make sure before you even enter my hospital, you're healthy. I think it's kind of stupid to blame the hospital. What if a patient has been having chest pain or, let's say, stroke-like symptoms for hours, and they do not take the time to get checked, let's say, all right? Then my question would be, whose fault is that? So all of a sudden they show up in the hospital hour 8. That's going to be the hospital's fault? So I don't know. I got some, you know, some problems with that. And then, what makes a patient fill something out 1,000% with honesty? This is very subjective. All right. And this is a problem I've dealt with when I practiced medicine, and I practiced just a little less than 2 weeks ago. You know, now I closed my office so I could teach at Touro University. But one thing I noticed is patients would not like some doctors, some of the best doctors. And these doctors are some of the finest surgeons. And the patients would say, I don't want to go there because I saw some, you know, bad reviews on him. And I'd be like, there's bad reviews on him? He's never lost one of my patients in 16 years. Really? So I would read the reviews. Oh, I don't like this doctor. He's mean. And I don't like his billing staff. And I don't like this. We've talked about how these reviews are ridiculous sometimes. And, oh, he botched up my surgery. Botched up surgery? All right, well, then if somebody botched something up, a lot of times I'd be taken to the medical board. There'd be lawsuits. And I think our medical board in my state, they'll discuss if there were any lawsuits, and they'll discuss if there were any botched instances. And no, the doctor comes out clean. So then I'll talk to the doctor. I'm like, yeah, you know, have you looked at some of your reviews? Somebody said you botched up a surgery. He goes, I know exactly who that was. Nah, I took him to collections. I didn't botch up her surgery. Oh, she might have had like a little scar at the surgical site, and that got a little bit infected, and then we gave her some antibiotics and it closed up, and it was fine. There was no botching, no lawsuit, nothing. I can show you the pictures. So here's the thing. I mean, how much do you rate this? And the reason why I'm kind of spending a lot of time on this is, let's say you're a patient and you have a father who's had a heart attack, a brother who's had a heart attack, and you know you have a strong family history of heart attacks. So now you have chest pain. And if you read some halfway system that was done completely subjectively for a rating system, and you go, you wonder what, I'm not going to go to that hospital. And this is a pretty damn good hospital and has an amazing success rate of treating people with heart attacks. You could lose your life over something so stupid as a bad review that should have never been taken seriously to begin with. And this is what's frightening. So I guess if this is what Medicare wants to do to keep hospitals on their toes, that could be fine. But, you know, before you take a bad review seriously, I would really look at the hard data. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.